Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, especially by me, darn healthy and pretty sexy people. Hi, everybody. I'm home. I'm still home. Can you believe it? I think I'm going to be home pretty much for the rest of the year until I leave to go back east for Christmas. So getting ready to have 20 people at my house for Thanksgiving. You know, we call it the orphan Thanksgiving. I've for years and years and years had everybody that doesn't have anywhere else to go come to my house, and we make our own family, and it's just been a beautiful day every year. And I hope you have some special plans too. I first of all have to address what happened to our last webinar, which is now moved to the 29th. We had an entire power outage throughout my whole neighborhood. And usually it lasts for, 30 seconds, a minute. Well, this one was 4 hours. And finally at 5:30, Lauren and I said, we have to make a call here. And I made the right call because the electricity did not come back on here until 9:30, close to 10 o'clock. There was no way I had a computer. I even went to my neighbor's house to see if they had electricity, let me use a room. They didn't have any. So, welcome to the channel, and you have to learn to adapt. So we did. And we're just standing in the knowing that, the right and most recent information is going to come in on the 29th. However, almost directly following that on December 6th will be the predictions webinar. It's not posted yet. Will be posted soon. But mark the date down because that is always our most popular webinar. It's what the channel predicts for the new year of 2023. Okay, I want to speak today about speaking your truth. I've been doing so many privates where people aren't and are afraid of speaking their truth. Sometimes with significant others, oftentimes with their self, sometimes with the people they work with. And it's become incredibly apparent to me that this, as we say, this is up to be healed and redirected. So this is what the channel wants you to know about not speaking your truth. Not speaking your truth can lead to throat and mouth disease, including cancer, because you're stuffing all the vibrations there. They want to come out. You're not letting them out. you're not acknowledging the truth of who you are and the power of who you are, and you're saying, I don't trust the world to hear me. Number two, when you don't speak your truth, the signal that you are sending out to the universe is, I'm not worthy to be heard. So let's just look at that for a minute. If you're sending it out, that signal to the universe, I'm not worthy to be heard, you will absolutely attract to you people who will not hear you. People who will make you pay for speaking your truth. Situations where you feel like you can't speak your truth. And I had one this last week with the director I was working with. And I came home and I said to Lainey, I don't think I want to act anymore. That's how upset I was. And then, of course, I said, oh, that sounds like a reaction, T. You better sit down and do the work. So I sat down, and it was all about, of course, not her, but me not speaking my truth. So I went back in the next day of work with the intention of speaking my truth. She wasn't there. She had gotten sick. And I said, well, I have to carry this through with the director who's on set now and the writer. And they asked me to do something that I felt was very false. And I explained to them why. And they got it and acknowledged it and said, go ahead, do it the way you were choosing to do it. So I want you to know you can't be heard if you don't speak your truth. So what happens then is that it continually creates us living in doubt around our knowing. So I want you to see this in a circle, okay? I can't say, or I don't say, what I'm feeling. So I don't express and direct it. So therefore, I don't create it. So therefore, I doubt me because I don't see any results, which creates me not speaking my truth. So it's a vicious circle that we keep ourselves in until we move forward in love and say exactly what we feel. Okay? So I want you to look at any place with yourself or with others that you may not be speaking your truth. Invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. All right, let's direct our hearts to open front and back and merge with our whole brain. Let's direct our chakras to be open, balanced, repaired, spinning in the right direction. We are directing our hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point so we stay in our knowing. We claim we are, and we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding, and so it is. All righty, can I go to the calls? Yes. All right, we're going to start with Miss Lynn in Los Angeles. Hi, baby cakes.
Hi, Judy.
How are you, baby?
Maybe... I'm doing well, and there's a couple things that are up. And last time we spoke, I was doing stuff like I had to pay for the good, like kind of that's been a running theme. And so I've been doing the breathing exercise around that. And so here's the thing is, I do a hair test, a mineral test every 6 months. So I got the results from the last one, and I'm really high in heavy metals. And the nutritionist I work with said that she thinks this is probably mostly due to all the old mercury fillings I have in my mouth. So I'm going to start feeling better once I slowly get those, you know, switched over to,
Let me address this for a minute. Guys, all of us have heavy metals these days. If you eat fish, you're going to have heavy metals.
Yeah.
Okay? Especially sushi. They've taken Gabrielle off of all sushi because she has a really high level of mercury now. You can absolutely get rid of heavy metals with vitamin and herbal supplements.
Yeah, right. I'm taking those, and she has me on a 15-day cleanse that I'm on the seventh day of it today, and it works. It's a cleanse for the liver and for the body, and so I'm doing that. And then she said that like energetically or holding in my liver is a lot of anger. And it's not at other people, it's at myself. And so, and that's keeping me stuck in my life. It's congesting the liver, and it's kind of contributing to all this heavy, you know, metal kind of showing up. Okay, great.
Well, let's just stop and explain that. So if you're angry at yourself, you're literally poisoning your own energy.
Right.
So I want you to see the connection. Anger is a poison. What's the antidote for anger, Lynn?
Love.
Yep.
It's what comes to my mind. Now, under anger, isn't it usually fear or grief?
Yeah.
Or is it really just anger with me?
No, under all anger is fear or grief. And in your case, it's more fear.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I...
Your big fear throughout everything in your life, Lynn, is what's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? Is it going to be okay? What's going to happen? Is it going to be okay? What's going to happen? Okay.
Right.
So that is exactly what speaking your truth to yourself is about. You cannot get out of that circle of doubt, which is poisoning you, until you absolutely know you are the God of you that creates your life. To happen, whatever I direct to happen is happening. And I am directing me to be safe and secure in this world. I'm directing me to be loved in this world and to be loved in this world. I am directing my energy to be health and clean. I'm directing enough money, more than enough money, in my life. I'm directing my body and my brain to celebrate the state of healthness, health all the time, healthness. Okay? So, again, I say to all of you, how much are you directing what you want?
Yeah. I feel like I direct my day every morning, and then I'm kind of editing myself throughout the day because I fall into fear. I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking, what's going to happen? What's going to happen?
Uh-huh.
Or I'm feeling this. I'm feeling this.
You know, Lynn, the big key is when you direct your day, you see the direction of that energy outside of you. Guys, you have to direct the energy within you. then okay. all energy has to respond to your energy. I
okay,
am,
I hear that.
I am the way, the truth, the life, and the light. I am. I'm going to write an e-blast when I have a minute to really study the I am declarations of Christ, because I believe, this is a true statement, that the I am statements that Christ taught, he was teaching people to claim for themselves. I am
yeah, I agree.
The way. Okay. So if we are the way, if we are the truth, if we are the light, if we are the life, then all creation begins within us. We can't see it outside of ourselves, Lynn. When you
Got
do
it.
The breathing exercise and you say, I am divine health, I want you to see you glowing from within and sending it out.
That sounds good.
Very different, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
And is all of this, I'm waiting on a permit to come in for my firearm that I use for work. And
uh-huh.
I've been told, oh, it can be up to 6 months because there's so many people applying for these permits.
Okay, well, I was told I'd never have a baby, too. Are you
right.
creating what you want?
Right. Okay, I got it.
Okay, so I'm getting this permit easily and accessibly and quickly, and I am in my knowing that I am safe and secure in this world, because otherwise, why would a gun come to me for my work if I'm not?
Right, exactly.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
You got everything you need, babe.
Thank you so much.
You bet. That was great for
okay.
everybody. Everybody. Miss Harmony in Florida, you're on.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, babe. What's up?
Hey, so I'm still having issues with the guy I've been seeing. I really want to work things out with him. I
Harmony,
thought we were getting back together. Yes, ma'am.
Got to address the issues with yourself. What do you need to get into alignment? Right now, you're not a match with this guy. And I believe we went over that. Didn't we?
Well, in our 101, one-on-one,
yes.
we determined that he was a good match for me, and I was going to tell him that I had realized I had subconscious beliefs about never being able to be happy enough as when I grew up with my dad. So I told
okay.
him that, but
that
he
is
still pulled
not,
away.
That is still not in place with you.
Oh. Okay.
So just to say
yeah, he
it,
still
baby.
Pulled away.
Well,
what's that?
So just to say it and not to shift it is not the process. You have to shift it. You have to become at peace with it. And then if he pulls away, somebody better, who's a better match, is coming towards you.
Yeah,
you
I believe that.
That.
I do trust that. I didn't realize that I hadn't shifted that yet. So how can I shift it more?
Love. When I say you love yourself, it goes right to know, Harmony. Be in harmony with the love for yourself. Live up to your name, woman. Okay? Get up every
yeah.
day and how much more can I love me? How much more can I love me today? My intention is to feel and express and live the love for myself today as much as I can. Because you're still judging yourself, baby. And judging ourselves doesn't go with unconditional love, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Hold on. Is there
thank you.
Yep. There's nothing else. Just know that no, not hope. Know that the right person will come to you when you love yourself enough to draw them in. And if it's not this guy, kiss him goodbye with love and say, good riddance, thanks for serving me and bringing this all forward.
Yeah, and I have done that. So I know, I hear what you're saying. I hear
okay.
you.
Okay. All right, baby Case. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You bet. Miss Gina in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe. What's up?
So this is what you're talking about, what you open with in terms of not speaking your truth is ringing so loud for me.
And that's
what I've been
part
discovering,
of what your sinus is
yeah,
about.
Not speaking
part
my
of,
truth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, I want to know, what is, now we're going to a core belief. Hold on. I want to know what that has to do with your sinus. This page here. My intellect and my heart, okay, your brain and your heart, can't integrate into one whole because you're off balance of incorrect female and male powerful energy. So what needs to be balanced out? More male, more masculine energy. And remember, the female is the intuitive, the heart, the guidance, and the masculine is, I'm doing this, this is created, I'm taking action. That it's that part. So right now, what do you want to take action on that you're not taking action on, Gina?
I need to take action on speaking my truth to my siblings about the cottage situation, for sure.
Yeah, because it's stuffing you up.
It's totally stuffing me up, and I got really pissed yesterday, which I think is good, because I think anger is part of, like, mobilizing action, like just being present to what you're pissed about gets you in action.
If you need it, it's better if you can just choose to speak your truth. But yes,
yeah.
Sometimes, I mean, that happened to me on the set. I got so pissed off at this director that I went, I can't do this. I cannot go back and work like this another day. So, but what I did then was, okay, so obviously I'm in reaction. So you're in reaction. What are you in reaction to? Not
I'm
getting
in reaction.
Your way.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you want? When I say you're clear about what you want, you've directed what you want, I get a no, you've just kept pointing the finger at them going, they're in the way. What do you want, Gina?
I want time to sort out my finances, which I'm doing, and apply for a loan in 2023.
What do you
clear.
Want from
talk
them?
Talk to my banker.
Though? What do you want from
them? I want
them
to stop gaslighting and yelling and talking.
Okay.
They don't talk or they gaslight. They
okay,
don't pay for bills.
You're talking to me in negatives.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
okay. All right. So
what
I want them to do
know.
Is
yeah.
Yeah, I want them to speak. I want them to speak in a loving, clear, action-oriented fashion.
Which is what you're not
speak.
Doing by
First
not
of all,
speaking.
They're not speaking.
Gina, you're not
yep.
speaking your truth.
Yeah, I know.
So, well,
I
then
said.
They're matching you, aren't they?
Yeah.
All right. So you want clear, concise, loving communication between all of you.
Yeah, that's good.
And a successful completion of what needs to be done with the house.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. Guys, when you are in reaction, as soon as you can, stop. Because when you're in reaction, you're not speaking your truth and you're not saying clearly what you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm afraid.
Of what?
I'm afraid of the blowback that I get when I do speak this way.
But you're getting it anyway.
I always get blowback. I know. It's just constant.
Well, so you're getting,
and then I just stop speaking.
Gina, so you're getting what your fear is.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, baby cakes. I know it's a bitch when you have to really put it to use, isn't it?
Totally.
But just try it, okay? Just do it, and you will see things start to shift.
Okay, good.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Johanna in Santa Fe. I don't know why I said it that way. Hi, babe. What's up?
Hi, Dee. Well, what's up for me? Is there an echo from my voice?
No, I'm hearing you fine.
Okay, thank you. What's up for me is that I am here in Santa Fe completing out to move to Florida, and I start to feel this restriction in my throat. And I've been dealing with the pain in my back. I've been getting through that better. But I have this restriction in my throat and my chest. What's clear is that it's more time for me to leave than it is to stay. Before I wasn't clear about that. And so I just wanted to...
What are you in grief about, Johanna?
My house, my relationship with my older son, and my granddaughter.
Okay, are you grieving about leaving them?
I'm grieving because my son and I can't...
Don't use that word.
No, I won't use that word. I'll just say...
Because you can't.
I'm grieving because...
You aren't what? You and your son
aren't able. I'm not able to accept my son as he is with his alcoholism and whatever else he's got going on.
Well, that's your devil, baby cakes.
I know. And I'm really stuck with it.
No, you're not stuck with it. You're choosing to be stuck with it.
Okay, I know I'm choosing to be stuck with it. And
how's that working out for you?
I have some moments where I'm not, stuck with it. So I am having some breakthrough with it for sure. And
Let me tell you.
I'm not confident in my ability to change the way that I experience myself and my granddaughter in Florida. And I'm scared and I'm...
What's up with your granddaughter?
Well, she lives with her mom now. Mostly she's my son's daughter. And
Wait a minute. If she's living with her mother, she's her mother's daughter too.
Oh, yeah, she is. I'm not eliminating that, but
okay.
I'm just explaining that she's my son's daughter, not, you know.
Try
how I'm dealing with this, because I can be very clear. I can see I'm just not clear about how to create or have confidence even that I can create a different reality for myself in Florida.
Going.
Yeah, I mean, that's where my That poor mind.
Because right now, the first thing that came up when you started talking was the channel said she feels like, and she can't, speak her truth in Florida.
Yeah, we kind of discussed this before that I was afraid I couldn't be who I really am.
Okay, well, you're the only one that can choose to do that, Johanna. Nobody else can do it for you guys. Do you understand?
I got
no healer that you work with can shift you if you don't choose to shift. We can give you the information. We can give you the guidance. You are the God of you that has to do it, period.
So how do I word that as far as my daily explanation
my
of what I want?
Is to unconditionally love my son and my granddaughter and her mother. That's my job, just to love and accept them. And I'm sending out love to all of them, all the time.
Okay, well, that was very helpful because that helped me see that it was the absence of love.
Everything is the absence of love, guys. Again, the channel says love is the most powerful creation tool we have. We just don't use it. The only time we use love is, oh, I want to fall in love, or, oh, are they in love with me, or do they love me enough? Or, the channel wants you to be the frequency of love. Literally, be love.
And does the channel agree that it's time for me to go back to Florida? I'm planning on going back the end of November.
That's not the right question.
Okay.
You're supposed to be anywhere you want to be. The question is, are you in alignment?
Where do I want to be?
With being
okay.
There. Yeah. And right now you're not, baby.
I realize that. That's why I got on.
I mean, you've set up all of these barriers and fights in Florida that you're in fear of. That's
exactly.
Not what you want to create, sweetheart.
No, it isn't.
No, look, you know the history with my younger brother and his alcoholism. Brought him out, put him through rehab. The day I took him to the airport to go home, he went directly into a bar and had a drink. And then it got worse again. And I said, okay, I've done, out of the goodness of my heart, everything I can do. Now, my job is just to love and accept him exactly the way he. And once I got to that point, I could really, no matter what he did, just be in love with my brother. And for me, that was freedom, Johanna. For you, that is freedom.
That's freedom. Yeah, it
you
is.
Bet.
And yeah. And so it's not about me not being complete here. It's about where I'm at vibrationally about being there.
Yes. Well said. Perfectly said.
So
wherever you go,
I can,
there you are, Johanna.
There I am.
Wherever you go, there you are. So it's all up to you. Creating in Florida what you want right now. And that's love and harmony and communication. And, you know, there's another word, unity.
Authenticity.
Yes, and unity. Okay? But
you
don't create that outside of you. Guys, I'm going to say it till I'm blue in the face and practice it till I'm blue in the face. we create it within us, and then all energy shifts around us.
So this is done by writing and repeating, feeling
talking
love around what I want.
It's about loving yourself and loving everything you want. That's the simplest way I can put it. But what you just described is, all right, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to do all the exercises that Dee told me to do to make this happen. That's not how it happens.
Well, obviously not, because that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's not working.
How it happens is being love around everything you want. That's all you have to do. I am divine health, and it feels like love. Oh, there's my love place. That's health. Oh, there's my love place. There's money. Oh, there's my love place. There's harmony with my granddaughter and my son. That's what it feels like, that love. That's what I want. Okay?
So, yeah, I haven't been wanting that. I have been wanting to avoid the entire situation.
Yeah.
So
well,
this has been really helpful because it helped me to see that I don't want to go there and be with them. And that's
I don't
what I
care
need to
what
do.
You don't want.
It's
I only
what I do
care
want.
About what you want. Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye.
Oh, till I'm blue in the face. Davina in Austin, you're on.
Hello, awesome, fabulous D.
Hello, baby. What can I do for you?
I was just trying to see what is the the familiar the what is in my bloodline
what?
That I'm came here to release.
Oh, okay. Why did you pick your family?
I guess so. Yes.
Yeah, it's the same thing. What's the biggest negative thing your family taught you?
Avoiding the elephant in the room.
Okay, which is another way of saying not speaking
speak
your truth.
Yep.
Okay, that's your answer.
Okay,
look
that's
to
all I
your
need
heart.
To know.
Look to your heart. What is my truth? How can I lovingly honor and speak my truth in this world? Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, you bet, baby Kate. Good question. And you all can answer yourself that. What's the biggest lessons that you got from your family? That's what you want to redirect into the positive. Kimberly in Florida, you're on.
Hey, Dee, this is a great call.
It is. Thank you.
For the channel, I had a really strange experience this week. I'm in Florida visiting family. And I went over to the beach to take a walk, left my shoes on the little bench by the sand dune, went and took my walk. My mom was there sitting on the bench because it was kind of a windy day. And when I came back, she was gone, and I assumed she had just gotten cold or something. And my shoes were gone as well. And I'm thinking, why did she take my shoes? So anyway, I went back to the house, and she wasn't there. The shoes weren't there. And as I went, I put a pair of sandals on because I was going to go back and look for my shoes. And I saw her coming up from the beach. And she said, how did you get past me? So I'm thinking that I must have dropped through a parallel universe or something, because she didn't see me come off the beach. And when I went back to look for my shoes again, they were just where I left them. And I didn't see her. She didn't see me. It was like I was in a totally different world.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering if
well,
has
this
any
is,
insight.
This is what the channel, this is the first thing they said. You just got turned around and went to the wrong bench.
But there's
I
only
swear
one.
To, well, hold on. Did she go in and out of it? No. You didn't go in and out of any parallel universe. Okay. And that's the right question. Well, now, I would be interested for you to go back. This is a channel speaking.
Okay.
And see if there aren't other benches. They're further away than you think, but there are other benches there.
Well, this is like a beach walk, like that goes over the sand dunes. It's like there's only one way to get to the beach, and it's like over this boardwalk. And at the end of the boardwalk is
okay.
The bench.
All right. What's the highest thing we need to know about this? Sheets. But give me a song, please. Any song that pops in.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Okay. Which is all about, it takes me forever to get there. I'm not there now. I can't be there now. I can't be there because there is somewhere over the rainbow.
Oh.
So it's all about you living in the present moment.
Okay.
That's what this is bringing to your attention.
Okay. Be in
but
now.
I'm still curious about the other bench. Let me know. I live in the present moment every moment of now. Okay?
I live in the present moment every moment. Okay.
Okay. All right, baby Gates. Thank you.
Thank you.
So interesting. Ah, I just love this work. Ilka in Florida, you're on.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for doing these beautiful calls. I know you mentioned to give you an update about my neck pain and all that. It has been getting better, and seems like it's a combination of past experiences and the stressors around me. I needed to do some like lymphatic drainage. One of my medical intuitive told me.
Yeah.
So can you ask the channel kind of up to where I am now? What is still to do that will really
okay.
help? Because there are so many things.
The thing you can do to really help is focus on what you want, Ilka. So what you want is. Hold on, I'm waiting for the words.
I want more money because I'm working for minimum wage right now.
Hold on. In regards to your neck, you want a free flowing. This is such an interesting words they're giving me today. Free flowing nubile neck.
Nubile?
Yeah. Which means flexible, and it means flexible and easy to move.
Okay. So is this connected with my reality of work, kind of that I'm a bit challenged
yes.
with the work that I do? I work for minimum wage, and I have been so frustrated and doing my best to attract better paying substitute jobs or anything else. And I've been praying for it.
No. See, it goes right to no. So let me talk for a minute about prayer, guys. Why does prayer work for some people and not work for other people? Because the people who pray and feel love and trust
mm-hmm.
for what is being delivered to them as they pray, prayer works, just like our business, just like our work. When you direct and claim, knowing that it is already created for you the minute you put that direction out, and you feel love and joy around it, the more you attract it to you. You're not doing that, Ilka. You are going, I hate this. not having enough money. I'm scared about not having enough money. I'm pissed off about not having enough money. And that's not going to bring more money to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
So to connect more with the loving memories and experiences of love for the money and
yes.
what is coming to me.
Let me look, guys, whatever you want, love it.
Mm-hmm.
You will not create it in the abundance that you want, including health, relationships, success, money. You will not create it in the abundance that you want if you do not love it.
So to go to my love place,
yes.
love, and then I have been
24/7.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Whenever
the neck
you think
will get
about
better
money.
And everything will get better. So you feel it's connected, the neck, it's kind of connected to me being
sure.
in where I don't want to be.
Sure, because you're not turning your neck to see what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You're holding it stiff in seeing what you don't want and going, I'm stuck here.
Wow, that's an amazing analogy. Wow. That's
yeah, energetically,
amazing.
Our
mm-hmm.
bodies show up physically what energetically we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you
yep.
so much.
You're very welcome. Now put it to work. Now it's up to you.
Okay.
All right. I think we have time for one more. Oh, here's France. Leslie in France. What's up?
Hi. Hi, Dee. Good morning.
Good morning.
I've received I think many answers in the previous with the previous callers.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to start by thanking you for the. I listen to the show every week, and it's really a support just to direct my days and just put the energy. And I do feel a difference when I apply the work and how I feel
Great.
And how the days go. I still experience discrepancies. Regarding the subject of today's call, I still experience moments where I don't speak my truth. It's like the little girl feels unsafe or is still very
Absolutely.
Guarded.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's your little girl and it's from your mom. What did your mom tell you about speaking your truth? Because I'm getting my big yes.
Don't dare to do that. My experience is that it's
What's
not
gonna
part
happen?
Of my...
What's going to happen if you speak your truth?
Well, if coming from her, she never told me that, but what is coming up is you get beaten when you speak your truth.
Yeah, that's. I wish I'd said it. That's what the channel
yeah.
said. If I speak my truth, I get hit.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? Well, you need... You know what? Somehow I've got to figure out how to do this recording for all of you, this exercise I do with a lot of people on the privates about meeting their little child in a room and talking to them. Ask little Leslie if she will trust you enough. I want you to just see a big empty room that's really safe and two chairs in the middle. And you're in
yeah,
one.
I have the recording of the. You did that on one of the maybe
okay.
two weeks ago. So
right.
I'll listen to. Yeah, I'll do that.
And let her know. Keep telling her how much you love her, and thanking her for coming. And let her know
yes.
that you understand why she believes that speaking her truth means she gets hit. Mentally, physically, emotionally, anyway.
Yeah.
That mommy taught us that, and we chose mommy so that now, at this point of our lives, we could come together and integrate and be powerful in knowing that the more I speak my truth, the more I'm embraced and held in love. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
All right, you bet. Wow, what a show you guys rock. Dear God, couldn't do it without you, wouldn't even think about it. I love you so much. Just everybody close your eyes. Just feel the love from me coming through the wires because I'm sending you so much. I just love you all so much. You know, we're quite an amazing team, you, me, and the universe. It's a beautiful thing. All right, let's say it together. I love me. Woo! I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.